Date these visits the 21st of January 2013. CC a copy to FMC in Santa Rosa. All notes, progress note and monthly MCP visitation. First patient's name is Seneca. First name is Steven. Patient was seen and evaluated today, having had some difficulty with access during the month, finally accomplishing adequacy, but with a plan for possible investigation of alternative sites, period. Patient presented today with a pressure of 197 over 97, up approximately 5 kilos, reporting that he had eaten a lot during the Super Bowl, period. His blood pressure was stable at the time he was seen at approximately 2 hours into treatment at 147 over 79 at a flow rate of 450 by prescription with acceptable pressures, for which he runs for 5 hours, yielding an EKDRT of 1.44. His physical examination revealed no evidence of gross volume overload, and inspection of his left forearm brachiocephalic AV fistula revealed no aneurysmal dilatations or signs of infection, period. Patient running on a 2K 2.5 calcium bath had an acceptable potassium level of 5.1, a calcium of 9.8. Patient's albumin was 4.0 with a hemoglobin of 10, for which there will be no changes in his current dialysis prescription other than proceeding ahead to investigation for access placement in his right arm versus alternative revision to a graft in view of what would appear to be some difficulties with an aneurysm near the anastomosis, which has some stricture, period. Carl Wilson, MD, thank you. Next patient's name is Shaw. First name is Valerie. Patient was seen and evaluated during dialysis, currently with a blood pressure at this time of approximately 119 over 55. Lung fields were clear, cardiac exam, regular rate and rhythm, extremities without edema, inspection of her right graft. In her right arm graft revealed that it is currently delivering a flow rate of 400 by prescription with acceptable pressures, for which she runs 4 hours, yielding an EKDRT of 1.45, period. The paragraph. Patient is without complaints today, reporting she feels well, awaiting a pro time for reinstitution of her Coumadin therapy, period. The paragraph. Patient runs on a 2K 2 calcium bath with a calcium and potassium both in the acceptable range. Albumin concentration is low at 3.3 with an ENPCR of 0.7, for which we continue nephrocarb steady protein supplementation. Hemoglobin is 12.4, currently receiving no Epogen and only receiving Zemplar, no Venofer, as a maintenance therapy in view of her ferritin level of 1534, period. Therefore, we will make no changes other than an adjustment in her Coumadin level at this time, period. Carl Wilson, MD, thank you. Next patient's name is Salvador. First name is Reyna. Patient was seen and evaluated during dialysis today, approximately 2 hours into her treatment, with a pressure of 99 over 62. Patient presented up today 1.5 kilos, having attained 2.2 kilos below her dry weight on the previous run with a stable pressure at that time of 100 over 57, period. In the paragraph, she presented today with a pressure of 136 over 72, heart rate of 80 and regular. Her physical examination showed no gross volume overload, and inspection of her right femoral graft showed no aneurysmal dilatation, signs of infection, or swelling of the leg. It was currently delivering a flow rate that was acceptable at 400 by prescription, for which she runs 3 hours and 30 minutes, yielding a efficiency characteristics of an EKDRT of 1.77, period. New paragraph. Patient runs on a 2K 2.5 calcium bath with a calcium and potassium in the appropriate range at 9 and 5.0 respectively, period. Patient's albumin concentration is 4.2 with a hemoglobin of 11.6, currently receiving Epogen at 1,600 units, which will be adjusted by protocol, period. New paragraph. Therefore, we will make no changes in the patient's current dialysis prescription, period. Carl Wilson, MD. Thank you. Next patient's name is Melendez. First name is Gabriel. Patient was seen and evaluated, currently on dialysis, sleeping and awakened easily, reporting that he feels fine. Blood pressure at the time he was seen was approximately 133 over 66, pulse rate of 66 and regular, after presenting with a pressure of 144 over 74, up 2.4 kilos above his anticipated dry weight. Patient had attained his dry weight on the previous run with a stable pressure. His physical examination revealed clear lung fields, cardiac exam, regular rate and rhythm with a 3 over 6 systolic ejection murmur heard best on left sternal borders. His abdomen was benign. His extremity was without edema, and inspection of his access, which was in his left radio, correction, which was a left ulnar basilic, wrist fistula showed that it is currently delivering a flow rate of 400 with acceptable pressures, for which he runs 3 hours and 30 minutes, yielding an EKG RT of 1.40, period. New paragraph. Patient runs on a 3K, 2.5 calcium bath with acceptable parameters of potassium and calcium. His albumin concentration is 4.0, and his hemoglobin is 11.1, currently receiving no Epogen. Therefore, we will make no changes in his current dialysis prescription, period. Carl Wilson, MD. Thank you. This patient's name is Payne. First name is Mary. Patient was seen and evaluated today, currently presenting with a pressure of 178 over 77, up 1.5 kilos above her anticipated target weight with no evidence of volume overload. Inspection of her left upper arm brachiocephalic AV fistula showed no aneurysmal dilatations or signs of infection, currently delivering a flow rate of 400 by prescription with acceptable negative arterial pressure and venous resistance of approximately 175 and 150, period. New paragraph. Running for 3 hours and 30 minutes, the patient has yielded an EKDRT of 1.53 with a potassium of 4.4, running on a 3K bath, period. Calcium, phosphorus are in the appropriate range with a hemoglobin also of 10.6, currently receiving no Epogen at this time. New paragraph. Albumin is slightly suboptimal at 3.9 with an ENPCR of 0.85, for which she continues on nephrocarb steady protein, but no other changes in her current dialysis prescription are indicated at this time, period. Carl Wilson, MD, thank you. This patient's name is Ramos. First name is Robert. Patient was awakened easily today. Presented earlier with a pressure of only 92 over 61, but his weight change was 1.9, and he'd only gained 0.4, having gone out. Slightly less than his dry weight on the previous occasion, period. At that time, his pressure was 84 over 50. His physical examination revealed clear lung fields, cardiac exam, regular rate and rhythm. Distal stumps revealed no infection or swelling, period. Patient currently runs for 4 hours at a flow rate by prescription of 400, which is being achieved, yielding efficiency characteristics of an EKDRT of 1.55. Potassium level of 4.9, running on a 2K with a calcium of 7.8, adjusted, though, because of an albumin of 2.4, period. His albumin is being supported with Liquicil protein supplementation and careful observation of his dietary management, period. New paragraph. In view of the stability of this patient's physical examination and what would appear to be adequacy of his dialysis, we will make no changes in his current dialysis prescription other than a strong consideration for a dry weight reduction of about 0.5 kilos, period. Carl Wilson, MD. Thank you. Addendum to this note, the patient apparently has thrombosed his access, just recently undergoing a fistulogram and PTA with recurrent venous outflow stenosis, which necessitated a dilatation, but now would appear to have adequate flows, period. Carl Wilson, MD, thank you. Next patient's name is Knobloch. First name is Mary. Patient was seen and evaluated today smiling because she knew I would ask her why she had gained so much weight again. Patient was up approximately 4.5 kilos, having attained near her dry weight by 0.5 kilos on the previous run, but at that time with a stable pressure of 110 over 46. She presented with a blood pressure of 129 over 60. She was afebrile, had a heart rate of approximately 111 pre-dialysis, but when she was seen, her pressure at that time was down to approximately 115 over 15, and her heart rate was 68 in regular, dialyzing at a flow rate of 425 via a right upper arm brachiocephalic AV fistula, brachiobacillic AV fistula, which is by prescription, for which she runs 4 hours and 30 minutes, yielding an EKDRT of 2.16. Patient runs excessively long because of large interdialytic weight gains and relatively small size, period. Patient's bath is a 2.5 calcium, for which she has a potassium level of 5.3 and a calcium of 8.5. Her hemoglobin is now 11, currently receiving no Epogen, with calcitriol being administered for her hyperparathyroidism and hypocalcemia, with a PTH level now of 327, period. Phosphorus level is under control at 4.3, period. Therefore, we will make no changes in her current dialysis prescription. We'll continue to encourage her strongly to have intradialytic weight gains that are more controllable, period. In a paragraph, patient has undergone bilateral aorto-iliac stent placements by Dr. Charles Eichler at UCSF Medical Center during the last month for symptoms of claudication, which seem to have now abated, period. Carl Wilson, MD, thank you. Next patient's name is Lang, first name is Lau. Patient was seen in the evaluator on dialysis presenting today, afebrile with a pressure of 155 over 86. He was up 1.6 kilograms with a change of 2.5 kilograms, having gone out above his dry weight by approximately 0.8 kilograms on the last run. His physical examination at this time revealed a little facial edema. His catheter, which was an IJ catheter currently being utilized at this time because of the removal of a left forearm infected graft following an aneurysmal rupture, for which he has just necessitated a recent hospitalization and remains on Cipro. Patient did have a low-grade temperature earlier in the week, but is currently afebrile today with improvement in the appearance of the wound, having been given a supplemental dose of vancomycin as well, period, the paragraph. His lung feels revealed minimal rouse, cardiac exam, regular rate and rhythm. His abdomen revealed a PEG site, which did not appear to be infected at this time, and his extremities revealed no significant edema. Inspection of his left forearm, where he had had the removal of the access, showed that it was bandaged, warm and dry, and reports from his daughter, which is a tech here in the dialysis unit, are that it has improved, period. Patient is being followed up by Dr. Brian Schmidt, period, in paragraph. His hemoglobin concentration is noted to be 10.7, currently receiving Epogen at 2,800 units by protocol, with a potassium level of 4.9 running on a 3K2 calcium bath, calcium of 9.9, with a PTH level up to 754, for which his Zemplar will be intensified, period. He is currently at 5 micrograms per treatment, as well as receiving Sensipar at 30 milligrams POQ day at home. His albumin concentration is suboptimal at 3.6, for which he will be considered for supplements, but his ENPCR of 0.98 suggesting that his catabolic rate related to the recent infection is in part related to his hypoalbuminemic condition, period, in the paragraph. Therefore, other than careful observation to attempt to attain this dry weight, which is new, watching his diet and careful follow-up of his left forearm infection with a plan for future access, we will make no other changes in his current dialysis prescription or plan, period. Carl Wilson, MD, thank you. Next patient's name is Hart. First name is Robert. Patient was seen and evaluated, awakened easily today, presenting hypertensive earlier with a pressure of 204 over 91, which is somewhat unusual. His heart rate is 82 and regular on presentation, and at the time he was seen, his pressure was 130 over 63, heart rate of 78 and regular, currently dialyzing at a flow rate of 400, which is his prescribed flow rate for 4 hours, utilizing a left upper arm brachiocephalic AV fistula, delivering excellent flow at this time with acceptable pressures for which he runs for 4 hours, yielding efficiency of characteristics of an EKDRT of 1.45, period. His physical examination reveals clear lung fields, cardiac exam, regular rate and rhythm. Extremities reveal an AK stump, which was not, BK stump, which was not examined. His other extremities showed no edema, period. His weight gain was 1.8 kilos, and he had attained his dry weight on the previous run with a stable pressure at that time of 141 over 56, period, the paragraph. Patient runs on a 3K2 calcium bath with a potassium level of 5 and a calcium of 9.6. His phosphorus is 7.1, for which we will intensify his phosphate binders, and we will increase the patient's Zemplar now at 3 micrograms per treatment in view of a PTH level of 459. His albumin is stable at 4.5. Therefore, we will make no changes in his current dialysis prescription other than attention to his phosphorus and PTH issues, period. Carl Wilson, MD, thank you. Next patient's name is Holland. First name is Michael. Patient was seen and evaluated today with a long discussion, interestingly, only about his season tickets to the 49ers game. He presented earlier with a pressure of 191 over 82, and at the time he was seen, which was approximately 2 hours into his treatment, the pressure was 163 over 69 with a heart rate of 75 and regular. He had gained approximately 2.8 kilos, but had gone out 0.5 below his dry weight on the previous run, for which we will make some considerations for a dry weight adjustment, period. Actually, the patient had gone out 1.3 kilograms below his dry weight. on the previous run, which we will make some considerations for adjustment in view of his recent reports of shortness of breath, although he was asymptomatic today. Patient had gained approximately 2.8 kilos. His lung fields revealed minimal rouse, cardiac exam, regular rate and rhythm. Extremity showed no pretibial edema, and inspection of his left upper arm brachiocephalic AV fistula showed no aneurysmal dilatations or signs of infection, currently delivering a flow rate of 425 by prescription to maintain two-time-a-week dialysis with an EKDRT of 1.31. His intradialytic weight gains have been acceptable, but in view of his symptoms of shortness of breath, some considerations are being made for an increase to a three-time-a-week dialysis, which the patient abhors, period. His hemoglobin concentration is suboptimal at 9.7 at this time, for which stools will be obtained and have previously been negative. His epigen has been adjusted upward and is now at 1,500 units per treatment one time a week, and perhaps we'll need to go to two times a week, period. This will be adjusted by protocol, period. His potassium level is noted to be 4.8, running on a 3K, 2 calcium bath with a calcium of 9.1, an albumin of 4.2, period. New paragraph. Following the patient's treatment today, I found out that he had had a cardiac catheterization late last week because of symptoms of shortness of breath and an abnormal Lexus scan, which showed a 70% left main disease and total occlusion of the right, for which the patient is being referred to Dr. Ramsey Deek for consideration for revascularization, period. Paragraph. In view of the patient's weight situation, some consideration will be made for a reduction in dry weight to 99.5 kilos in view of what the patient has previously done, but otherwise no changes in his current dialysis prescription will be made, period. Carl Wilson, MD, thank you. Next patient's name is Donson. First name is Douglas. Patient was seen and evaluated, presenting today with a pressure of 109 over 56. Heart rate is 79 and regular, and a temperature of 97.8. Soon upon arrival, the nurse informed me to look at the patient's left calf, where there was a round, punctate, blackened area with surrounding erythema and induration, but no fluctuance. This is apparently a bug bite that had previously been treated with doxycycline and followed by a dermatologist, but clearly appeared to be forming an early abscess, for which the patient will have cultures obtained, be given vancomycin, and be placed on Levaquin, and be referred to Dr. Brian Schmidt for the purposes of a possible IND if fluctuance should develop. Period. New paragraph. Patient was up approximately 3.6 kilograms above his anticipated target weight, having gone out at his target weight on the previous run, period. Patient's physical examination revealed minimal rouse, cardiac exam, regular rate and rhythm with a 3 over 6 systolic ejection murmur. His abdomen is negative. His lower extremities show that his left lower extremity had plus 2 edema with some erythema about the calf, with a small dime-shaped blackened central area with induration surrounding but no fluctuance, period. Patient denied any chills at this time, and at the time the patient was seen, slightly into dialysis, his pressure remained stable at 99 over 58, period. He is currently delivering a flow rate of 400, which is his prescribed flow rate, utilizing a right ulnar basilic AV fistula with acceptable negative and arterial pressures, for which he runs for 4 hours, yielding an EKDRT that is adequate at 1.37. New paragraph. Patient runs on a 3K, 2.5 calcium bath with a potassium of 4.9, calcium of 9.4, and an albumin of 4.1. His hemoglobin is 10.7 at this time, receiving no epigen. Protection receiving epigen at 1,200 units per treatment, period. Therefore, other than vancomycin, Levaquin, and a referral to a surgeon with IND follow-up of his left thigh calf, we will make no changes in his current dialysis prescription, period. Carl Wilson, MD, thank you. Next patient's name is Hernandez. First name is Jesus. Patient was awakened and, as usual, reporting that he feels good, period. In fact, his words are okay, quote unquote. Patient was seen and evaluated at this time, currently with a pressure of approximately 117 over 72, pulse rate of 65 and regular after presenting with a pressure of 141 over 89. He was up 3 kilograms above his anticipated target weight, having gone out at his target weight on the previous run with an acceptable pressure, period. The paragraph. Patient's physical examination showed no gross volume overload, and his efficiency characteristics on his current prescription were being met with an EKDRT of 1.48, period. Patient's potassium level is 5.3, running on a 2K with a calcium of 8.4, running on a 2.5 calcium bath with an albumin level of 4 and an ENPCR that's acceptable at 1.46, period. His hemoglobin is elevated at 12.6, for which he will receive no Epogen, but otherwise no changes in his current dialysis prescription are necessitated at this time, period. Carl Wilson, MD, thank you. Next patient's name is Ferrari. First name is James. Patient reports that he is feeling fine. Patient presented today with an initial pressure of 139 over 61, heart rate of approximately 80 in regular, up 0.6 kilograms, having gone out on the previous occurrence by 0.5, less than his dry weight, which will be an adjustment change that will be made today, period. New paragraph. Patient's physical examination is unremarkable. He is without complaints. Seems to be dialyzing well at a prescribed flow rate of 425. Which is being attained with acceptable pressures for which the patient runs for 4 hours, yielding an EKDRT at this time that's acceptable at 1.42. Patient's albumin concentration is 4.3, with a potassium level of 5.5 running on a 2K bath, period. Calcium phosphorus in the appropriate range, and PTH is up to 331, currently receiving Zemplar at 2 micrograms twice a week, which will be adjusted by our dietitian, period. Patient's hemoglobin is in range at 10.2. Therefore, other than a reduction in dry weight by 0.5 and an adjustment in his current dose of Zemplar, we will make no other changes in his current dialysis prescription, period. Carl Wilson, MD, thank you. Next patient's name is Jump. First name is Ricky. Patient was asked immediately, how's his cough, since he has had persistent cough, receiving numerous antibiotic treatments, schooling regarding reduction in the use of marijuana, and a chest x-ray showing only mild atelectasis, period. Patient reports that it's a little better, it's scant, it is clear, it is non-foul smelling, and he will be seeing a pulmonologist at the end of the month for additional evaluation, including pulmonary functions, period. He presented today with a pressure that was elevated at 177 over 109. Patient refuses to take antihypertensives prior to treatment because of drops in pressure, and at the time he was seen, his pressure was down to 170 over 90. He was up 2.1 kilograms above his anticipated target weight, having gone out 0.4, less than his weight on the previous occurrence, period. Patient has a suboptimal EKDRT on 116 of 1.18 because he runs a shortened dialysis, which he has been schooled not to do so. His current prescription for 3 hours and 45 minutes may need to be adjusted. We will repeat his EKDRT to confirm that we have an appropriate time, period. Additionally, the patient's level of potassium was 6.9 and on repeat was down to 5.6, running at this time on a 1K 2.5 calcium bath with a calcium level of 9.3. Dietitian will see the patient regarding excessive potassium intake. His albumin is 3.8 and slightly suboptimal at this time, which will also be addressed. New paragraph. Therefore, there would appear to be some disturbance going on, which is pulmonary in nature, persistent cough, some bronchorrhea, which is now cleared in its appearance with antibiotics, will need to be seen by a pulmonologist near the end of the month. I will discuss further with this patient the signing out early, repeat his EKDRT, and possibly increase him back to 4 hours of treatment if necessary, period. Carl Wilson, MD, thank you. The next group of notes, also progress note in monthly MCP, but these are to be CC'd to Santa Rosa North, FMC Santa Rosa North facility. All progress note in monthly MCP. First patient's name is Alvarez D. Martinez. First name is Maria. Patient was seen and evaluated today, reporting that she feels well, but asking to have the prescription for antibiotics for her cough, which has persisted despite the absence of any phlegm or discoloration because of her inability to afford the prescription previously, which was for Zithromax. Her physical examination at the time the patient was seen reveals blood pressure is 141 over 63. She is afebrile. She presented with a pressure of 138 over 97. She was up 2.9 kilograms and having gone 0.8 kilograms below her dry weight on the previous run with a stable pressure at that time of 149 over 66, for which we will consider an adjustment, period. Patient runs for 3 hours at a flow rate of 400 by prescription, which has yielded an EKDRT of 3.15. Her potassium level is 5.9, running on a 2K 2.5 calcium bath. Her albumin concentration is slightly suboptimal at 3.9, but with an ENPCR of 1.47, for which she will continue to receive supplements if possible, period. Patient remains on calcitriol to support calcium concentration with a PTH level of 315. Her hemoglobin is 10.8 at this time, currently receiving Epogen by protocol at 2,600 units, for which we will give her a prescription for her Zithromax, possibly reduce her dry weight by 0.5 kilograms to accommodate the weight gain, but make no other changes at this time, period. Carl Wilson, MD, thank you. Next patient's name is Vella. First name is Fred. First name is Edward. Patient was seen and evaluated early into the initiation of his dialysis treatment. Just starting, having needles placed at this time, presenting with a pressure today of 141 over 65, up 2.3 kilograms. Clinically stable at this time, with clear lung feels, cardiac exam, regular rate and rhythm, extremity showing no lower extremity edema, and inspection of his right arm loop graft shows no aneurysmal dilatations or signs of infection, period. Patient's prescription for him to run for 4 hours at a flow rate of 400 has yielded efficiency characteristics of an EKDRT of 1.85. His potassium level is 4.9, running on a 3K 2 calcium bath. Calcium and phosphorus are currently pending at this time. Hemoglobin is 12.3, currently receiving no Epogen and no Venofer therapy, period. Patient's albumin is 4.3, ENPCR of 0.87. Therefore, we will make no changes in his current dialysis prescription. Follow-up calcium, phosphorus, and PTH will be determined, period. Carl Wilson, MD, thank you. Next patient's name is Smith. First name is Richard. Patient reports that he is feeling well. Patient was seen on dialysis at this time, presenting initially with a pressure of 143 over 80, heart rate of 78 in regular. At the time the patient was seen and examined on dialysis, which was approximately 20 to 30 minutes into his treatment, the patient's blood pressure was noted to be clinically stable at approximately 130 over 68. There was some difficulty with his chair side, which might necessitate us moving to paper today, period. Patient had been going out near his dry weight without difficulties. His physical examination revealed clear lung fields, cardiac exam, regular rate and rhythm with a 3 over 6 systolic ejection murmur heard best at the base. No diastolic murmur could be heard. Inspection of his left upper arm brachiocephalic AV fistula showed that it's currently delivering a flow rate of 400 with acceptable pressures, for which he runs for 4 hours, yielding an EKDRT of 1.51, period. Albumin level is suboptimal at 3.6 with an ENPCR of 1.06, for which he will continue on supplements. Nephrocarb steady protein, 240 mLs, three times a week, period. His potassium level is noted to be 5.2, running on a 3K, 2 calcium bath with calcium phosphorus currently pending, and a PTH level of 364, currently on Zemplar at 6 micrograms, for which strong consideration may need to be made for institution of Sensipar therapy, period, in the paragraph. Therefore, in view of the characteristics at this time, we will follow up his calcium and phosphorus, make no other changes in his current dialysis prescription, and follow the patient along, period. Carl Wilson, MD, thank you. Next patient's name is Mackie. First name is Victor. Patient was seen and evaluated today, currently about to be initiated on dialysis.